Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me, sure. Look at me, sure. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Oh, got a bunch all alone is Vershawn Jackson. And Vershawn, he'll get it to the 24-yard line.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Presented by Wingstop. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
Ah, yeah!
Yeah, I'm on time today. That's right, Nick. I'm here in the building and on time.
You didn't have to drive anywhere.
Not good.
I hope you'd be on time.
I've been on time the 2 days that you've been gone.
Really?
On time in the building.
So I was gone one day.
Not me.
I was gone one day. I was gone one day. I was here Thursday.
2 days. You're going two. It seemed like an eternity.
I'm glad you feel that way. I appreciate it.
Next 10 days, July, 10, 15 days, I'll be out of here, man. I'm going all over it. Where's VJ? You're going to be just looking for me.
Well, so what's funny is I got off of the water. I didn't take my phone. It was actually a really relaxing weekend. Didn't take my phone anywhere. Turned off Twitter notifications, all that good stuff. And so I got off the water, off of a tube that I was on, and I see the ticket called me on Friday. And I was like, oh, no, what are these guys doing? So then I have a message, a voicemail from Vershawn Jackson, and I'm going to try to figure out a way that we can get it dubbed into the system so that we can play it over the air so that folks can hear the message that Vershawn left me on Friday.
Oh, no. They heard it. I called live.
You did call live?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we
okay.
called you live, buddy. Well, that was live action.
Oh, so did they hear my voicemail and everything?
Yeah,
oh man, man. Well, so I did not have my phone. It's probably a good thing I did not have my phone because I'll be the first to admit I probably wasn't in the best state to answer a phone call at the time.
Well,
and go
we
live
were banking
on air.
On that. We banked on that though. We're banking on you not being in
the
best shape.
I know better than that though.
Answer the call.
So I'll tell you this. I've already shown Rico. This is going to sound really weird. I've shown Rico my stomach this morning because Vershawn. This is what happened on Friday. We did the. I talked about it last week. We were doing the tubing down a river or whatever.
Sure.
And I signed up for the 4 hour tube. And we got there at 11 a.m. And the guy told us, he's like, hey, we don't care how long it takes. Just get off the water by 5:30. And we're like, okay, cool. Sounds good. We'll get off the water by 5:30. And I lathered up with sunscreen, all that, had a tank top on. I go to get in the tube off of land right at the start, and I fall into the water, okay? I fell off the tube into the water. My shirt got soaking wet. I'm like, crap, all right, time to let the shirt go. So I just took off my shirt. I was like, yeah, I'll just ride down the lake or the river for 4.5 hours or whatever, shirtless. Like, I don't care. Thinking I put on sunscreen, we're all good. I got off the river and red everywhere. It was purple. Oh, it was purple on Saturday. And then I had to play a round of golf yesterday in slow pitch softball, and it's still, I've been taking baths in aloe, and it's horrible. My 2 days have been bad. It's the
let's
worst.
See. Let's see.
No,
let's
no,
see.
I'm not. It's gonna blend in with
Come
this
on,
wall
man.
Behind
is
me.
Is it all scaped up?
VJ, I'll send. I'll send you a picture of it.
I don't want to see a picture.
So
I want
will
everybody
not,
to see it.
No,
or nothing.
I will not show this the stream. That's because then if I put it out on the stream, it's out there forever. It's on Facebook. Yeah. It's on YouTube. You can go back and look at it. People don't need to be seeing that. I don't want to see. Yeah. I don't want people to see this. However,
I told you,
I'm in the worst pain of my life.
Did you not have a backup shirt?
No. I was just going to wear a tank top.
If you're going to the water, you got to have a backup shirt. If you're going to wear your shirt in the water.
No, I was not going to. You don't get into the water necessarily. And I don't care if it gets damp or gets wet.
You do get into the water. You get in the water.
It was.
You're on the tube in the water, right?
You're above the water in the tube. Your body's out of the water. Like my feet, your feet.
What if you fall?
Oh, trust me. About an hour and a half in, I fell. And I just started rolling with the current. So if you can catch my drift there.
Yes, I could definitely catch your drift, man. Big news in Husker country though. Big news.
It was an exciting weekend. It was a big weekend.
You might know a little bit more about me, but it stopped for me at Newman.
Oh, yeah, that's big. That is big.
Maverick Newman. That's all let me say it one more time. That's big. Here's why. Because when I looked at Nebraska's 2023 class, guess who's got the most by state?
Nebraska.
What? Will this be the first time Nebraska had the most recruits in a class in the first 10 years by state? Now, to me, when you're talking four or five in the entire class, that's not it. But we're not even we're 10 hard commits in,
yeah.
And half of those commits are Husker or Nebraska kids. I think that you got to take your hat off to the guys down in Lincoln, Scott,
yeah,
Mickey, all the guys that are in recruiting, because they're obviously saying, let's make sure we take care and put that fence around Nebraska, like Mickey said we were going to do.
Here's something for you. How would you classify Maverick Newman? Let me help you out. Vershawn, hold on. Hold on 1 second.
Baller alert!
There
one thing for sure, he's got the pedigree, 6'4", 225. Mm-hmm. You know, again, if you're not paying attention to the type of guys and the type of body types that we're getting to be, it smells like 4-3 defense to me.
I honestly think that's the smarter way to go. Us also.
Well, it's got to be the smartest way because I mean, you get two monsters coming off the corner, you know, and then you get two big guys in the middle, and then you let your linebackers play football.
Yeah.
Let Heinrich, let Reimer, and Caleb Tanner go to work. I'm excited. Defensive backfield is up in the air. We have no idea who's going to be the starter. Let us not even begin to act like we do. We don't.
Well, we know Quentin Newsom's going to be back there.
Okay, so you got Q. After that, besides Braxton, besides the guys we already know,
do we know Braxton's solidified there?
No. Given what we had. But now when you start looking at the other pieces, we went and got out the portal.
Exactly. Tommy Hill is really
intriguing. Changes the game. Yes. That changes the game because when you have when you go out and get the pedigree that we went and got from the schools that we went and got them from.
Yeah.
Did you go get them to sit them on the bench? Or did you get them to play? Because there's a reason we went and got them. And I don't think we went and got him to sit on the bench. I think we got him to add depth, but also to be some type of starter somewhere across the board. So the guys that are there are going to have to step their game up. They're going to have to be dedicated to every single process there is. They got to know what they're doing. Where are you going to get your position took? Believe me, they went and got the guys to do it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with Byron as well on the text line here. Tommy Hill, baller alert. Also watch for Omar Brown to be a factor. Omar Brown is interesting. Guy for UNI a couple years ago was the Big – or not the Big Ten, the freshman of the year for UNI. And now is transferred to Nebraska to play a little bit of higher-level football, so that's interesting. Just a couple other names to watch. Miles Farmer still in that room. You have, like Byron said, Tommy Hill, Kane Williams, the transfer from Alabama. There's a lot of interesting and intriguing names in the secondary that, like VJ said, I mean, we don't know how it's going to shake out. And I think it's okay also that we don't know, because that shows that there's a lot of wild cards and possibilities and excitement around the room.
Listen, let's go back real quick, okay? We're gonna slow down and speed up. Nebraska 2020 football commits, okay? Overall, we were ranked 32nd. Composite rank was 41. Transfer rating was 7, which is good, right?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Here, let me give you the breakdown by state. This is total by state. You still a little shaved? You could have just took your shirt off and did the show without your shirt off, Nick.
I can't do that.
Not going to be looking at you fully on your shirt.
This is just me being
like a little fat kid trying to get it out of there.
It's just it's just sticking to me a little bit. Shirt's sticking, right, now, sticking to my chest.
Here's 2022 class by state. And I can go back to 21 to 20, and I think it serves a purpose to do that. Okay. By state, you had 3 from Georgia, 3 from Louisiana, 3 from Nebraska. So we've got that beat already. 2 from Minnesota, 2 from New Jersey, 1 from California, 1 from Florida, 1 from Illinois, 1 from Mississippi, 1 from Texas. By position, we had 1 quarterback, 3 running backs, 5 receivers, 1 offensive lineman, 1 defensive lineman, 2 linebackers, 4 defensive backs, and 1 specialist.
This is 2020?
This is 2022.
Oh, 2022.
Okay. Jaden Gold, cornerback, 6'2", 190. Remember, he was enrolled to go to USC. Okay? He was on his way to USC before all that came through. A couple people. He's affiliated with Mike Nice, Mike Fullman. Knew a couple people. Boom, we got the deal done. Good. 6'2", 190. Believe me, I don't believe that they went out and got this kid for him to sit on the bench as well. He's another guy who has an opportunity to play. And if he's playing the cornerback position, I thought he was more of a safety type. But maybe cornerback is in his wheelhouse. Let me go back. Jaleel Martin, what is he playing? Kenwood Academy in Chicago, 6'3", 190. What is he playing? Oh, we don't know. He's an athlete. But again, what if he's in the defensive back room? Built like one, 6'3", 190, that's big. I like that receiver. But, boy, when you look at the receiver and Janarian Bonner, Dakotas Crawford, who else was that was that receiver? Victor Jones. You got enough receivers. Javier Morton, 6'2", 197. You think they went and got him from Guard City Community College to come sit on the pine? 6'2", 197. I don't think so. I think they went and got him to play. You got let me keep going here.
Here, I'll point this out. So the recruiters, here's something interesting. The primary recruiters on Nebraska's, 5 of Nebraska's top 6 recruits in the 2022 class is from new guys on the staff.
But my point, that means we're look, Deshaun Singleton, You think they got Deshaun Singleton, safety, 6'3", 200. Do you think they went to Hutchinson Community College and got him for him to sit the pine? Bruh, it's competition going on all over the place. Malcolm Hartzog, 5'10", 175, from Mississippi. We went out and got people who gave us opportunity. Kane Williams. Where's he come from? Alabama. You think that Kane Williams is coming up here to be second team or third team? If you guys are playing the game at Nebraska and you're a safety and corner, I'm telling you now, put your A game on. Put your A game on, because they went out and we went out and got some people that can play. Like you said, Omar Brown from UNI. Omar Brown ain't going to a Division I school to sit on the pine. He wants to come in and play. I love it that we're actually going and getting these guys, because the competition will be fierce. Tommy Hill ain't coming to ride nobody's pine. And if you look at receiver room, I don't even know where we're going to get all these balls from. I don't know where these balls coming.
I agree.
You got Isaiah Garcia. You got Trey Palmer. And this is just coming in, not with the people that we had before. These are guys, Marcus Washington. Is Marcus Washington coming in here to sit on the bench? Or is he coming to play? Is he coming to see if he can't burn some receivers like Nick got burnt? Now you feel, right? That's how those defensive backs feel when they get burnt. So burn some defensive backs. Victor Jones Jr., 6'2", 185. He's not coming to the University of Nebraska to sit on the pine, okay? Dakotas Crawford, not doing it. I like the fact that they're there. If we have an opportunity to put him somewhere else, cool. If not, that's cool too. But Bonner, you think he's coming to sit around? So I'm so excited about what we've done in recruiting. Get in Maverick Noonan, though. You know, you start to shore up your front. You get some guys who understand it. I mean, his dad was a first-round pick. His dad shored up a defensive line. His dad not only shored up a defensive line at Nebraska that was outrageously good, but he also was in the weight room my entire career. Mm-hmm. Danny Noonan was in the weight room. When we saw Danny Noonan still could have played when I was in school. So the fact that he was in our weight room teaching us, showing us, his presence was so much felt in that weight room. He just got as much to do with those championships than anybody else do, because he was in there to help us. Also, shout out to Kenny Walker as well. Kenny Walker was there in the weight room to help us as well. Now what?
Here, I have a text for you. I want to hear your reaction to this.
Okay.
Bubba says, this excitement for a 6-6 season is blasphemous.
Bubba.
Blasphemous. Not blasphemous. Bubba. Excuse me. Blasphemous. Oh, boy.
Blasphemous. Come on, get it together, Nate.
Blasphemous.
Bubba, listen to me. We ain't going 6-6, Bubba. Listen to my voice, Bubba. You hear me? I'm talking to you like I have some sense. Bubba. Or if you need to go to 7-5, Bubba, you need to drink a little bit of Kool-Aid. I'm not telling you, Bubba, to drink the sweet Kool-Aid. I'm just telling you to drink some Kool-Aid, Bubba, and have an open mind on the Captain Show, Bubba. I'm getting ready to start X-ing you 5-7 guys and you 6-6 guys. We're not even going to take your text anymore, because I don't want that bad juju around me anymore. I said it, Nick. If they want to listen to me, if they want to call into the happy hour or the water cooler or old school or one-on-one with DP and y'all want to take the call, cool. Jake and Sip, cool. Strick and Bach, cool. We ain't going for it no more on the Captain Show. I got to stand for something, because if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And that's 6-6. Shenanigans is ridiculous.
Bubba follows up with 6-6 is drinking the Kool-Aid for me.
Well, Bubba.
When
hey, Bubba, when we win game 7, Bubba, you got to come to the radio station and drink a whole pitcher of Kool-Aid with the captain. At game, when we win 7, deal? Make sure he says deal, Nick.
All right. Before we get to break here, I don't know if you've heard about this, Rashawn. I just found out about it today, so I'm pretty pumped about it. I've heard. Tanner Sports Bar and Grill and Tavern 180 are proud to present An Evening with the Huskers, presented by 93.7 The Ticket. Special guests will be there. Garrett Nelson, O'Shawn Mathis, Trey Palmer, a couple surprise guests as well. Husker Online's Sean Callahan will serve as the MC. Now, it does cost a little bit to attend, $199 per person. The price does include cocktail hour with appetizers and drinks from Tavern 180 and Tanner's, a delicious Wagyu steak dinner. Wagyu steak? Open bar.
Not ragu. Wagyu.
Wagyu. And then here's the best part. Open bar provided until the end of the event. There it is.
Wow.
Schedule just kind of laid out. 6 o'clock to 7, it'll be registration and photographs, appetizers and drinks. 7 p.m., you get dinner. 7:45, hear from the surprise guests and players. And then 9 p.m., we'll have final comments and we'll wrap things up. Seating is limited to the first 120 entries. Please go to – there's no website on here. But no. Please go to – I'm guessing you can go to our website. I'll – go to our website. Yes, thank you, Mark. Thank you. So go to our website, theticketfm.com, and you can sign up and learn more information about it. Once again, Evening with the Huskers, Tanner's Sports Bar and Grill, Tavern 180, The Ticket, Husker Online, Sean Callahan, and Husker football players.
What's the date?
Monday, July 18th from 6 to 9 p.m.
Nice.
I'm pumped for that.
Monday, July 18th.
Once again, so $199 per person. It'll include cocktail hour with appetizers and drinks, a delicious Wagyu steak dinner, an open bar that's provided until the end of the event. You get photographs, you get autographs, all that good stuff on Monday, July 18th from 6 to 9 p.m. For more information, call 402-598-7445, or you can head online to our website, theticketfm.com.
Ha! There you go. Or you can go pick up some Wingstop at www.wingstop.com at all of our 3 locations if you're hungry right now, because we are definitely open for business. Are we doing it to break, Nick?
We are.
Because if not, I got some more action.
No, we got to get to break here.
What? Why?
It's 25. It's time kidding. For the first break.
I'm just kidding. Nick, I just got to, you know, it's like that sunburn. I gotta keep giving you stuff. See,
yeah.
The sunburn don't stop, do it? It don't stop burning, does it?
When there's an aloe involved, there is. It does stop for about 30 minutes.
You might want to go lather up with a bunch of aloe. Other than that, come on back. It's the ticket. The captain, 93.7. The ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.